That's an absolute pleasure, my friend. It's a very big day for us. I said yesterday, 25 years. 25 years ago yesterday, Sky started. 25 years ago today, we covered our first live game.
I was going to say, it's quite unbelievable, 25 years. What's it been like covering it since its very first inception, Richard?
It's been quite a ride. Exciting, largely. I mean, I tweeted yesterday about the anniversary. When I say Sky started, I mean the Premier League started on Sky. That's be more specific and get that right. I think most of us have enjoyed it. There are still one or two dissenters that think that the game was taken away from the working man. I don't subscribe to that view. I think it's been a wonderfully exciting period. I think I understand it's more expensive now. I understand that it really is quite a costly day out. I get all that. But in return, we've got the very, very best and have had the very, very best to enjoy watching over the last 25 years. And we've now got seven of the best coaches in the world working in our league. We've had most of them, apart from perhaps Luis Enrique and Simeone. Either or might yet turn up where we are, but it's been fun. It's been, so many good memories. And to still be doing it where we are now, Andy and myself, out in the Middle East working for BeIN Sports, we're going around again, we're doing it again, and it's every bit as much fun.
I can imagine, Richard, and just looking at it as well, because I was watching something the other day of when it first started, and there did seem to be a few doubters of whether the Premier League would work and whether all this coverage on television would work. That certainly was put to bed in about 5 years, just how much it has taken off and how much people appreciate the coverage.
Oh, there were plenty of doubters. I think Fergie gave us 6 months, genuinely gave us 6 months. There was a quality clause in the contract. If we hadn't been good enough, then the Premier League had the right to take it back and put it out for tender again. But we always knew, and this is not being arrogant, but we'd all been around the block. We'd all been doing it for a fair number of years anyway. Martin Tyler, for instance, who's still going. World-class Martin. Andy reinvented analysis. You know, we knew we were going to be okay, but we had to fight to make a mark. We had to fight everybody for acceptance. There were more than dissenters within the game. There were people that wanted it to fail, genuinely wanted it to fail. Remember, the original vote, I think, was something like 14-6. So there were at least six clubs that didn't want a Premier League contract being handed to Sky or the coverage that was going to follow as a result. So in some respects, it was hard. I think I'd always say to people, I had a Ford Granada, I think, was the car I was driving at the time, and I put something like 100,000 miles on it in 2 years. We were covering literally a lot of miles, but also a lot of miles, I think, in terms of what it was that we were trying to do.
Yeah, you are right there. And when it all started, obviously, the money that was involved, it did seem like a lot of money at the time, but it seems to have been almost blown out of proportion now, the sort of deals that are going on with £5 billion TV rights. And so could you have imagined from that inception that it would have got to this stage?
No, none of us could. I mean, if you go back to that first season, people forget there was no sponsor. There were the very innovative idea of David Deans to have shirt numbers for individuals. It was still 1-11. Eric Cantona came on and made his debut in, I think, the number 14 jersey at Old Trafford as a sub. David Hill, who was our first head of sports, Australian guy, genius. I remember him saying at the time, you know, we'll look back on this figure we've paid in and it'll be like a drop in the ocean. And he just went, that was a daft. Of course we won't. It's a huge amount of money we've paid for this. Well, of course, it is a drop in the ocean compared now. I think Sky are paying $11 million a game to cover. Five games across a weekend, $55 million. We've got a £200 million footballer, not playing in our league, but chances are we're heading that way at some point. No, I don't think anybody could have imagined this. It's just, and every year, every renegotiation on the contract, people say, oh, well, the bubble will burst. Well, it hasn't burst. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I don't see it bursting anytime soon. I really don't. The interest, worldwide, the interest is extraordinary now.
That's what I was going to bring up as well there, Richard. When you look at just the worldwide brand of the Premier League, I mean, over in the Middle East, in China, even when I went over to the United States, it was outside pubs with the games on and what times they were going to be on. It really is a global brand now.
Yeah, it makes you wonder where coverage will go ultimately. But the Americans particularly have bitten on it, which is great, because you think of the original. I'm old enough to remember the original experiment they had with soccer in that part of the world, and it failed miserably. They took a lot of old men out there and hoped that they could make it popular. It didn't work. Well, now they're putting on games in MLS, their own league, where they're selling out stadiums. I think it's same as us. we're very fortunate, those of us who live abroad, because we see the Premier League in its entirety. 380 games, and they're all live on our channels. They are in America, all of them. You can watch what you want. And I think that's part of the key to the success of why so many people overseas have bought into it. But that it's taken off in America the way that it has is really significant. That was territory that nobody really could crack with the game. But all of a sudden, Americans are interested. There's enough expats out there, of course, to show an interest in it. But you've got to get the locals to buy in, and I think that's what's happened now. Americans enjoy watching their soccer. There's no two ways about that.
Yeah, that's very true. It was one day that I suppose Harry Redknapp was playing for Seattle Saunders in that first experiment around. There's some much better players playing over there nowadays as well. But just looking at some of these as well, Richard, some of the moments that have happened. Obviously, Aguero's goal, Leicester winning the league. And as a Bradford City fan, Bradford being in the Premier League with the likes of Benito Carboni and Stan Collymore wasn't too bad either. But I'm not sure how many people put that up there as their favourite moments. But just the general moments of the Premier League, Richard, just being outstanding.
You know, you've got every right to do that because, you know, I'm a Coventry City fan. I have my own special memories of afternoons or evenings even in the Premier League, beating Manchester United one Boxing Day. Wow. I mean, we were at Bradford. Was it Newsom, his header, that screamed into the top corner when you beat Liverpool and stayed up that season?
Oh, David Weatherall, yeah.
Great afternoon. Weatherall. Excuse me, Weatherall. Yeah. I mean, 49 different teams have played in the English Premier League. 49. And that's far more than any other spread across any other major league in Europe. It's only right that that's the case. You know, special memories. I mean, that was one. You know, Bradford, nobody expected that. Jagger and his boys that day. Stuart McCall celebrating on the Monday. we'll never forget. Liverpool, obviously the 4-3 remains in the memory. I watch that now, and it's a stunning game of football. Liverpool beating Newcastle, stunning, absolutely stunning. I mean, it could have been 8-7. It could have been more. And the stakes were so high. Losers were going to be out of the title race. Winners could go on and think they might win it that year. Thierry Henry, gracious, gorgeous footballer to watch. Bergkamp, another one from Arsenal. Cantona, the impact that he had at Manchester United, their first title win. I mean, there are so many. Coventry beating Aston Villa on a Monday night with Robbie Keane scoring the winner. you know, we've all got our moments. But I don't think anybody could say that it hasn't delivered. It has, and it continues to do so.
That's very true. I'm certainly looking forward to it, to another massive season. It certainly looks like it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Manchester United, the way they beat West Ham, could be up and around there. But so many teams now, the money that they've spent, you'd expect to be challenging for the title. Looks like another exciting season ahead, Richard.
Yeah, I think so. I'd like to think there are seven involved in the chase for the top four places. I think Everton have bought well, really well. Gylfi Sigurdsson is the last piece in their jigsaw. Good player. Really good player. I think there's enough left in Wayne Rooney's tank for at least this season, and he's determined to make an impact on his return to Goodison. So I think Everton are contenders for that place. It's fascinating the mess that's going on at Chelsea, but that is a basket case of a football club. Failure seems to follow success almost in the blink of an eye. It's extraordinary. Spurs, can they compete, win a title out of Wembley? I don't think so. I think everybody going to Wembley will raise their game and make it really difficult for them there. Manchester United, yes, for me, big, powerful, strong, look good at the weekend. Matic might just be the key. He might be new in Golo Kante. to win it 1 year with one club and follow up and win it the following year with another. City have to. I mean, you know, for Guardiola, he has to win the title. If he doesn't deliver on what he spent now in two seasons, then I think we seriously can point the finger and start asking some questions. But I fancy Arsenal still. I think they'll go well. Liverpool, if they can keep the ball for 90 minutes, they'll be fine. But the minute they give it away, they're susceptible. They're going to concede, as they did at Watford again. And that's a habit they've had under Klopp since day one. So I don't think they'll win the title, but they'll be there. They'll be there or thereabouts. They've got to be. So, yeah, I think it's a really exciting year. Will we see another Leicester? I hope so. We didn't think we'd see another Blackburn, and we did. So fingers crossed there might be somebody come out of the pack. But I can't see it this year, and I can't see it any time soon.
No, that's very true. And even though Huddersfield did stay top of the league for, what was it, 24 hours? I can't imagine
that
lasting.
Brilliant. That was brilliant. They were absolutely sensational down there at Palace. And they got Palace on a good day. You know, Frank de Boer wants to change the way they play football down there. I think he'll struggle to get the locals to accept that. Palace are an up and at 'em, ball back to front quickly, always have been. You know, he wants to play football. Huddersfield capitalised. They were absolutely terrific. It's great to see them in the Premier League. You know, what a job he's done, David Wagner. A year ago, nobody thought, not even him, and he said that, I think, in interviews, nobody thought it was possible. And they made the dream come true, and good luck to them. I was absolutely delighted with their start. They were terrific down there, terrific.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic to see. And also, just finally as well, Richard, obviously, you are over now in Qatar. You and Andy are still doing it over there in Qatar now. How is it with the Middle Eastern audience over there? Are they really taking it to football? And are you still enjoying covering the Premier League there as well?
Absolutely loving it. It's a thunderous audience. It makes me smile sometimes when I stray gingerly into the social media on occasions and talk about the Premier League and the response I get is extraordinary. Ah, gone and forgotten. If I told you that we had an audience of 55 million watch our Champions League final and that we've got weekends a TV audience anything between 12 and 15 million watching our three live games that we put onto our main output channel. The interest here is unbelievable. You can't walk without having to talk to somebody about the Premier League. Their two favourite clubs are Barcelona and Real Madrid. I mean, there's stunning interest in those two. Obviously, Paris Saint-Germain has got everybody around the world talking because of a stunning piece of business this year. But Premier League coverage is very high on the interest scale, and I'm delighted that that's the case. As I said, we put all 380 games out. We do it uniquely, showing goals as they go in rather than holding them back and pretending at 20 past 10 on the news no one knows the score. Everybody knows the score these days. The minute the football's finished, everybody knows the score. Wherever you are in the world, you can't hide from that. No, it continues to grow, and it continues to become an extremely popular sport. 5 years from now, in the countdown now, 5 years from now, we'll have had a World Cup, or be looking forward to a World Cup in this part of the world. And these guys deserve it. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, well, certainly looking forward to it. And I imagine that the weather is much, much better over there in Qatar than it has been over in England for the last 20 years or so as well there, Richard.
Well, the Winter World Cup, and that in itself is controversial. But look, we wouldn't be talking about the Premier League in the glowing terms we are if we hadn't embraced change all of us these last 25 years. We had to. It will continue to be the case that we will do so going forward. A Winter World Cup here, when players come, it'll be November to December, players will come in good condition. Usually England send players abroad, and they're absolutely flogged. Come the summer, and we know what the outcome of that has often been. So, you know, perhaps England can send a team here in good condition, in peak condition at that time of the year, I would have thought. Perhaps a team that can compete with the very best, maybe even win it. But, I, as I say, the people in this part of the world have invested an awful lot of time and money, and that shouldn't be forgotten in football themselves, and they deserve the right to host a competition such as that. And I think it'll be a really good month. So post-Russia, all roads lead here.
Oh, well, certainly looking forward to it. And I tell you what, it's been an absolute pleasure being joined by the legend that is Richard Keys. Thanks a lot for joining us, Richard.
Absolute pleasure, my friend, and good luck to the town.